welcome to another minicast from Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett. Over the years, we've answered a lot of your questions about words and phrases that have to do with going to the bathroom. We've talked about euphemisms, like I have to go see a man about a horse, or the Victorian-era locution, I'm going to pluck a rose, or my favorite, I'm going to visit Miss White. We've also talked about the origin of the word biffy, a word for outdoor facilities, and we've discussed how the word John came to be a synonym for that bathroom destination. Recently, though, we received an email that's left me puzzled. It's from Marge in Chula Vista, California. Marge writes, "My brother and I have been reminiscing about our childhood spent in an old house in New Hampshire during World War II. My mother always called toilet paper Tilly Tickets." Now that's capital T-I-L-L-Y and capital T-I-C-K-E-T-S, Tilly Tickets. She continues, "We don't have a clue where that expression came from. Our memory was that when we were out of Tilly Tickets, we used the old scratchy patterns, the kind used for sewing." Ew. Well, her question made me squirm, and not just at the thought of using an old McCall's pattern back there. I have to admit that I'm stumped. Tilly Tickets? So we're hoping you can help. Have you ever heard toilet paper called Tilly Tickets? And if so, did you ever hear a story to explain that name? If you have, let us know. The address is words@waywardradio.org. Oh, and one more thing. I want to share something that I discovered while trying to find out more about Tilly Tickets for Marge. You may recall that we've talked about the word lagniappe. It's a term that you're more likely to hear in the Gulf states, especially in Louisiana. It means a little something extra, a little freebie that a vendor tosses in. Like you may get a free keychain from your mechanic or a calendar from a realtor. Those are lagniappes. Well, it turns out that in Ireland, they don't call it a lagniappe. They call it a tilly. That's right, small T-I-L-L-Y. I don't think this type of tilly, though, has anything to do with Tilly Tickets. Anyway, that's just a little something extra I thought I'd toss in. So drop us a line if you know anything about Tilly Tickets, and I hope you enjoyed this little tilly. From Away With Words, I'm Martha Barnett.
Support for Away With Words comes from National Geographic Books, publisher of I'm Not Hanging Noodles From Your Ears, a collection of intriguing idioms from around the world by Jag Bala. Learn more at shopng.com/noodles. Thank you for listening to the program today. I want to tell you, though, before we go, that Away With Words is independently produced and distributed. That means we depend on you to help us pay for the cost of producing the show. Consider making a contribution to help keep this program strong. Just go to waywardradio.org/donate. Thanks.